Welcome back to Bro with Owen. I do that every time. Almost every time I do that, I do that.
What are you doing?
Just freeze because I like don't want to say. Welcome back to Bro with Owen. It's been a while. With me is Brotato Chip and Brotato Madre. Today is a special episode of another taste test challenge, and it's going to be taken away by my mom.
Oh, okay. First off, may I make this disclaimer that I don't recommend eating candy bars, but we are going to make them try 20 different candy bars and guess and see if they know what they are. And this would be a special extra for Owen because he just loves chocolate.
I hate chocolate.
All right. Are we ready?
Let's do it.
Start off with number the first one. Okay. Number one. You're each going to get two choices to guess it right. And they're going to write down what they think it is. Okay, so you can reach in. I wouldn't pull it out, though. I'd keep it in the cup.
I was going to take a shot.
I know, but the answers are... Okay, but the answers are underneath between the cups. I know, but there's a piece of paper in between the cups. So just so you know.
Oh, so go like this.
One of them has it, the answer in there, yeah. Just go like that.
Ah.
All right, first one.
Oh, I know this one.
All right, down can I say
it. Write it down when you, what you think it is. So where? That we can... In case the other one doesn't.
On the first cup or the second cup?
The outside cup. Anywhere.
I probably would spell most of these wrong.
That's okay, as long as you know what you're trying to spell. Okay.
That's my... Wow.
Candy bar number one. Snickers.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, 1 point for Owen!
That is the number one light candy bar in America.
Milky Way.
Milky Way.
I for sure thought I had it.
Okay.
Really?
Snickers with 28 grams of sugar, and it rates 8 out of 10 on the nutritional concern as far as eating it.
Okay. Where do these go? We're just putting these aside when we're done?
Yeah, you can put them aside when you're done. You can put them back in here.
Put back in.
Okay.
1 point, Owen.
All right.
0 potato chip.
Okay. Are we ready for number two? Number two.
We are ready.
Okay.
Okay.
Number two is the second most picked out candy bar in America. Okay. This has 23 grams of sugar.
Wait, it's one.
And it's also 8 on a scale of 10 of the nutritional concern.
Wait, is this number two?
Number two out of...
Weird. Like number two, like people like this?
Yes. We're going in order from 1 to 20 as far as the popularity of the candy bars. Okay.
What we got?
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat.
Got it. Woo woo.
I wrote the left.
That's the wrong candy.
Why?
Yeah, that's Twix. Twix and right Twix.
Well, see, that's what I know about my chocolate.
All right.
Wait, you wrote Kit Kat?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 2-1.
Doing good. Okay, number three. Number three,
we're going a little fast here, bro. This is killing me.
Okay, number three.
There's a lot of them.
This has a whopping 32 grams of sugar added to it. And it's... on a scale of 9 out of 10 on the the rating of health concerns.
Like, it's like that bad?
It's that bad as far as the sugars and the artificial stuff. And
I don't know that one, I think. All right. I used off the three that's already there. Three Musketeers.
Ooh, three Musketeers. Ready? It's a Milky Way.
Damn it!
Damn it!
They're from
Milky Way. Milky
Way
is the winning one. Close though, close. See? You learned
how
much.
You were so confident. I was like, dang, I got it wrong again.
Now we're back. We're squared. 2-2.
2-2. Okay, number four. Fourth favorite candy bar in America. This has even more sugar in it, 37 grams of sugar.
You're killing me right now.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's 9 on the health concern. So as you can see, candy bars are not healthy to eat. They're not. Get yourself some healthy dark chocolate, you know, over 70% cacao.
That was just the exact same fucking thing you gave me.
So So what do you think it is?
So that one's definitely Three Musketeers.
Don't one. Say that out loud. I didn't know.
Yeah, but you can't trust he's always right.
Three Musk. That's all I'm writing. Three Musk.
No, we know what you mean. Three Musk.
I mean, that one's a little... That one has some marshmallow in it.
Which Three Musketeers?
Is that marshmallow?
The Milky Way. No. They have a Milky Way that has marshmallow in it, doesn't it?
There's some marshmallow in it.
I got the normal candy bars on all these. Nothing special.
What has marshmallow?
If you need a second try, there's a second bite in there. Get two chances.
I'm going again. Does Three Musketeers have marshmallow?
No.
Oh, there's paper. I'm going to put that away.
Oh, you know...
We already said Milky Way?
Yeah.
What you're eating, okay, and I did write down the fancy descriptions that they gave on the candy bars. I should be telling those because it's pretty fancy. So the description on this one is whipped up fluffy chocolate on chocolate taste. So it's whipped up fluffy chocolate on chocolate taste.
Oh, so
taste.
Star marshmallow, so whipped up chocolate. So it's like a chocolate marshmallow.
A lot of these things have nougat.
Nougat? I'm going to stick with my answer, Three Musketeers.
I keep wanting to say Milky Way. That'll be like the third.
Well, yeah, we already did Milky Way, right?
That was the last one.
And I'm gonna say Three Musketeers too. Oh, and you can't say them out loud because
yes, just write down what you think it is.
I don't know
how to spell Musketeers. So.
That's okay. You spell it like that.
Yeah, three Musk.
Musketeers. Okay. Yeah, nasty. Tell me about it. Okay.
Did you eat two on that?
I took a bite out of the second one.
Number five. How we feeling, kids?
Like freaking
chocolate out.
Chocolate wasted. Number five.
Okay, number five. This one.
I'm gonna wait to see what she says first.
Number five. I want to see a try first.
What the fuck?
Crunchy cookie, delicious caramel, and lots of artificial flavors and GMO ingredients.
What the hell is crunchy and chocolate?
It's a crunchy cookie with a delicious caramel. That's the description. 25 grams of sugar.
Oh, I'm stupid, bro. I don't know what the fuck this is. What?
All right.
I got down Twix.
Twix. Twix. Yeah. Twix it is.
What is it, right or left?
That's just a commercial thing. Oh.
I thought I was serious. I don't need chocolate.
Oh, because you're breaking it. Break you off a piece. Oh, that's a Kit Kat bar. Never mind.
What's our score?
I don't know.
Were you keeping score?
4-4? No, not really, but...
Yeah.
I think we're tied still 4-4. We both got Three Musketeers.
Okay. Ready for number six? The sixth most popular candy bar? Let's see if you get this one right. You guys need to... It was really sweet smelling.
Oh, this is Reese's. Oh, I forgot I was supposed to...
Oh,
I don't know. I just got excited.
You have to write it down. You guys know?
Reese's.
You guys know. Reese's. Okay. What's Reese's say?
Even that's not good right now because it's just too much chocolate at this point.
You need a palate change. Okay. Reese's. It says milk chocolate and peanut butter. 22 grams of sugar. And you know what? So I have to let you know, out of all of them, this one has no artificial flavors. Okay. But... And they say they're proudly non-GMO, and they happily do this rainforest alignment thing. So they do, or they're making the effort, but it's still not the best for you. Yes. And if you take the Reese's other things, they make other brand, like candy bar
like things. Like Reese's Pieces?
Like, I guess there's like a Reese's Break or something like that. Yeah. They're even worse. They're
Fast
worse.
Break?
Yeah, they're worse for you. Like, stay away.
Aren't they supposed to be better, though?
No candy bar is better for you. I've learned that here. I used to York peppermint patties, and it's all artificial stuff. So I was like,
I was just telling her that I actually kind of used to like York peppermint patties.
Heck yeah, I love them. Okay, Number seven. I'm getting there.
Seven, we're not even halfway through, bro.
Okay, guys. This one should be easy. We got crispy crunchy tea. Crispy crunchy tea, they say.
This one's peanut easy, bro.
Butter. There's only 21 grams of sugar. And with natural flavor, but there is GMO. Genetically modified ingredients. Which feeds cancer. GMOs feed cancer. So does all the sugar, all this artificial stuff.
I should have looked over the names of candies before this.
That's why I didn't want to like give you a heads up too much.
What is this called?
You just look at mine?
No.
Do you know who this whose cartoon character made this famous?
What
cartoon character made this candy bar famous? See, that's going to give my age away. Bart Simpson.
Bart Simpson.
Butterfingers.
Butterfinger. I got that right. What'd you get?
Okay, Butterfinger.
That's what I wrote.
21 grams of sugar, and it's not listed on the health rating list. Okay, where are we at? Eight?
Eight.
I wanted to make your podcast long enough.
Right? I also wanted to throw in like a question in there, but now I can't think of anything as usual.
Oh, you can't throw a question in there?
I was going to, but I can't think of any of them per usual.
That's why you gotta write them down in advance. Yeah. Okay, number eight. 28 grams of sugar.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
This says, the description is, dry roasted peanuts, rich caramel, and smooth nougat.
This just tastes like
I have no idea what the fuck that is.
There's no artificial Snickers. Flavor or colors in this.
Tastes like a wannabe Snickers.
This is what I have to name it. I actually liked these a little bit growing up. They were one of the ones I would randomly pick when I didn't pick a Snickers.
I was supposed to say or just wait until you show.
Huh? Wait till she just says what it is.
I have no clue.
I just guessed.
It tastes like a Snickers to me.
I just guessed.
But I can't think of any candies. What are some candies?
Are you ready?
I don't know, but you need to sit up and speak up.
He's like, I don't know. All right, Baby Ruth.
Oh, I totally forgot about
Baby Ruth.
Why are we talking about that?
Why does it taste exactly like a Snickers?
It's kind of similar.
I put take five.
Oh.
Where'd he come from?
Tail in my face. Yeah, this has the dry roasted peanuts, rich caramel, and smooth nugget. So, I mean, I was noticing a lot of them did have similar stuff going on here.
Baby Ruth. What's that from? That's from the Goonies, right?
Oh, yeah. You're right. Okay. Number nine. Getting
Baby
close, guys. Almost
Ruth?
Halfway there. I love that show. You guys gone up and seen the beach where they filmed it?
She has.
Because you live here.
What the fuck is that? Dude, it's the same shit.
I know this one.
I've never... What the...
Do you like it?
I've never had it for my life.
Do you like it?
Why is it, like, minty?
It's minty. Okay, this has...
Why is it hot?
Are you ready? What are you eating?
Why is it spicy?
This is the description. Coconut and almond.
Oh,
chocolate
coconut.
And
that's
butter.
Why I'm lying, dude.
You were just like, I don't like coconut.
Oh, my God.
Because sometimes you feel like a...
Almond Joy.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy.
Almond Joy's got nuts.
That was horrible.
Like and okay, so
I thought it was like spicy for a second.
A fun fact. So this Almond Joy has nuts, and the mounds claims to be just dark chocolate. It's... pretty much the same chocolate. It's just got a little bit darker color to it to make it look darker. So it's like not the better choice for you when you pick a Mounds over the Almond Joy.
I've never had one of those before in my life.
Well, now you have. I knew you were going to try a lot of new things today.
That was weird.
I knew that for sure. Anything you like yet?
No.
We haven't had
not
water.
Even the Reese's?
Me?
Yeah.
All right, break.
Okay.
And shut the oven off. Go. You just have to shut it off. have my water.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's do one more.
We're halfway through.
One more.
Let's keep going. I meant one more before I ask you a question.
Oh, okay. Okay. 10. Number 10. Ooh, ooh. This one might be easy.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I know that.
So this is creamy milk chocolate with crisped rice.
Rice?
Rice.
That one's not bad, actually.
Oh.
I think that one's not bad because it's like small.
Well, yeah, it's just a corner of it.
I don't know.
They're all too chocolatey for me.
Right. They all just taste like chocolate.
I know this isn't right, but I said take five.
Take five.
I put crunch.
It is Nestle Crunch.
Nestle
Crunch.
Nestle Crunch.
Nestle Crunch. Only 24 grams of sugar, but it's number 10 on the 1 in 10 of the health concerns to eat.
Oh, not bad. Is that because it has rice?
I know it has rice, right? Yeah, don't let that fool you. Okay, number 11. Oh, did you want to ask a question first?
Are they coming here?
They said they were going to finish their drinks.
All right. 11.
Do you believe in reincarnation? If you could be reincarnated, what animal would you want to be reincarnated? What animal would you want to be reincarnated into? But what animal do you think you would be reincarnated into?
Fainting goat.
Because I'm supposed to feel like I might have a spirit animal. Because the only thing I could think of is like a bird, like a hawk, or something of that sort.
I guess I'm like kind of the same thing. Like, what is your spirit animal? Hawk?
Well, I'm a centaur, but I'm not really into horses.
Say, I'm a scorpion. I like scorpions. I got a scorpion tattooed on my chest.
Right. When I have that picture of you guys when you were holding that scorpion that I, when it was dead and I reformed it to look like it was alive. And you put it
under the black light?
Yeah, and the black light, you can see it glow. So all the kids got their pictures taken looking like they're holding a scorpion. Yeah. That was fun. That was preschool. Yay.
I remember that.
Fun times.
How do fish have sex, first of all?
Well,
I don't think they do.
The lady fish, she lays eggs and then the man fish, because it goes and fertilizes them, and then they have babies.
Are you guessing?
No, like in most cases.
Was that a guess?
No. Do you actually
know that?
I mean, it's wherever they put the eggs. For the most part, it's usually a female will lay eggs, and then the male comes and fertilizes the eggs.
I know you've been around pigs. Have you seen a pig's wiener?
It
like comes out so long and swirly. It's like.
Yeah, I heard that there's something of that sort so that it can definitely make its way in, but I haven't seen one, no. And I worked around pigs.
Because they can't really, like, mount each other, so it kind of just, like, goes out to the side, and it's, like, they come out, like, this long, and they, like, squirrel around, like, trying to look for it.
It's kind of like a sheep's penis. It's kind of hooked.
Yeah.
I've
seen it.
It's so weird.
Because well, I was in FFA.
Oh, yeah, you were in FFA, so... I've had my hand down a pig's cootie trying to help deliver a baby as well, so... And then you know baby pigs have really razor sharp teeth.
Oh,
really?
They're born with razor sharp teeth. Yes, yes. I've felt them. Okay, we're on number 11. This one I think is gonna throw you guys for a loop.
Oh, we already did.
I didn't know you were asking a question, so I just ate it.
Good for
this
you.
One has a lot
well,
of caramel.
Yo, yeah, fuck is that?
This one's gonna throw you guys way off.
I don't even know. Dude.
Okay, so the description on this.
Take five.
No.
Rich caramel.
It
milk
is like
chocolate,
dark chocolate.
Crispy crunchies.
It was really thick.
And this was another one I used to eat kind of quite often, actually, too. Tree
all I know is caramel.
Oh, you take that.
So this has no artificial flavors or colors. This is one of the few.
Well...
You guys give up? You ready?
You're still eating it?
It's so chewy.
It's all that caramel. Rich caramel. Crispy crunchies.
What is it?
Thousand Grand.
Oh, I would have never guessed that.
I never heard that before in my life.
Yes, I used to eat these. Yes, I liked them. Okay.
That was nasty, bro.
Ooh, I like it. Okay.
It's not bad. It was just lots of caramel.
Ooh, I know Owen's going to really, really like this one. Okay. We are on number 12.
I'm not eating it.
I don't know what this is.
Ugh, who puts fucking salt on caramel,
dude? This is called peanut caramel bar. That's the description. I think this is the one you talked about with the peanuts and the salt.
It was, and no one can even think of what I said it was. Who the fuck
salt on caramel and peanuts? I don't know what it's called, but I just know I hate it.
We just talked about it before.
You did talk about it, and I'll tell you what, you guessed what it was right when you talked about it earlier.
Did I already say... What'd you say?
Payday?
Yeah.
Yep.
Payday. I could not remember what I said earlier.
So fucking nasty, dude. If you eat a payday, you're a fucking psychopath if you can just eat a payday.
Okay, Chris and I ate these all the damn time before we started eating healthier.
That is nasty as shit.
And let's see, a payday has only 20 grams of sugar.
Is that even chocolate?
No,
is there even chocolate in that?
No chocolate, huh?
It's just caramel.
That's why
and
I liked
salt.
It because is... I didn't like because I'm not watching the chocolate either.
So. I don't even like chocolate, but that's probably the worst one I've tried so far.
Hey guys, 13.
Oh my god, I'm dying, dude.
I couldn't just pick a few. I had to like try them all. I was trying to find a Mars bar, but Mars bar you can't get, and it's the same thing I think as a Three Musketeers, so they don't have Mars bars in America.
This is rough on its own.
Merca.
You're not going to be able to see that, but I said Hershey.
You're it's got close. Nuts in it, though.
I don't fucking know. I've never had a Hershey.
I don't know, because I looked.
Not because you tasted them?
No.
Okay, so this is the Mr. Good Bar.
Oh, what?
Mr. Good Bar.
What the fuck is that?
Who do you think you are? It's just a Hershey's chocolate with the peanuts. The same thing as a Hershey's chocolate.
So I technically got a half point, motherfucker. That says Hershey's.
Yes, that's what I said. It is Hershey's. But
it's
a Mr. Good Bar.
I looked down and saw the nuts, and I was like, wait a second. Boom! I just took a bite out of it.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Oh, I don't even know what the points are anymore. Who cares? I don't care.
You'll have to go back and figure it out, I guess, but it wasn't really too much of a competition because I knew you weren't a candy bar eater. Okay.
I'm just surviving at this point.
I had to torture you. Okay, this was another one I would randomly eat now and then, too. I guess I like the Rice Krispies.
Rice Krispies, what the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, so this is made with chocolate, peanut-flavored crisp, and caramel. That's the description.
Weird popcorny flavor.
I'm going for a guess here.
Reese's. Rice.
What'd you say?
What does matter what I say?
I didn't even know there was this many candies.
There's way more, probably than 20.
There's more than this, yeah.
I don't even know.
I put fast break.
Oh, what?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Whatchamacallit?
Oh, I've never eaten that before.
I've heard of that. I've seen it, but I've never eaten that before.
Yes, that's got all that crispy, ricey stuff and caramel. And
tasted like that one wasn't too bad.
Chocolatey popcorn.
It tastes like...
Eat those ones, too.
Yeah, it tastes like chocolate Rice Krispies.
Okay, we're getting down there, guys. Number 15.
Oh my god, five more to go. Six more. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, six.
Okay, whew, they stink.
I don't know if I can do it.
You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. Okay.
What the heck?
Oh, yeah, see. Now that one is my last one. You know what I'm
saying? This was another one I ate quite often, too.
I don't like this.
I'm doubling down, bro.
So the description on this is milk chocolate and English toffee bar.
That's not that bad, you know.
It's not really.
What'd you say?
Fast break.
Oh, I said toffee coffee.
Love it. It's a Heath bar.
Oh.
And it's really hard to tell the difference between a Heath and a score, but Heath bar, I like the toffee. Yeah.
You know, it wasn't that bad.
There you go. Like now you know. Okay, moving on.
Tasted funny.
To the final stretch, you guys. Final stretch. never had so many candy bars in one spot in my entire life.
This is more, I think this is more chocolate I've had in my entire life, mm-hmm. like in this one sitting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 16. Here we go. You can do it, guys. You can do it. Description. Let me see what we have here. This says crunchy peanut butter in a rich chocolatey coating.
That's not a Butterfinger?
I've never had one of these before.
Tastes just like a Butterfinger.
Does it?
It does taste like a Butterfinger.
Crunchy peanut butter in a rich chocolatey coating. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes different companies made same similar kind of candy bars, but.
Did we already do take 5? That was my
I don't even know what a take 5 is.
Oh, there's mint in there.
There is?
Is there? I'm getting a minty flavor. What'd you say?
I just guessed. I said Nutter Butter. I don't fucking know, dude.
Oh, that.
Would you guess?
I said take 5.
Take 5, Fifth Avenue.
Fifth Avenue.
Never in my life. Five in it. Have I had one of these? Have you?
No.
You did have a 5 in it.
Crunchy peanut butter and rich chocolate coating. So yeah, I always like those other ones.
Okay. I've never heard of that.
Uh-oh.
And it was in that story, the birth of a candy bar, so that's the reason why I had to get it. Okay, guys. Down to the final stretch.
I wonder what the fucking guy at the convenience store looked at you when you're just buying like a stack full of candy.
Yeah. They were thinking I like candy. All right, 17.
Oh.
Stuck in there.
I can't. That's what? My least favorite.
This was one of my favorites.
That's pretty good. But I just recently got the Girl Scout cookie Thin Mints, and that's kind of reminds me of.
What's it called? Oh.
Yeah, what's it even called, Jason?
I said Thin Mint. It's mint some. York!
Dun, 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 dun.
It's York. A York.
That's the York. The York peppermint York. Patty.
Ooh. After I said Thin Mint, I realized I hate mint.
I like that.
I like it too.
That's not bad.
But I won't eat them anymore. Got possibly GMO in there.
I could eat one of those in a blue moon.
Now and again in a blue moon.
I don't know about a full moon, but
I keep feeling.
Okay.
What are we on, bro?
18, bro. How much sugar? How much sugar is in this one? 18.
I'm dying.
Only 21 grams. And it's 8.
I'm
going
to sleep tonight.
On a scale of 1 to 10 for your health issues.
Oh my God. I know what this is, but I don't know what it's called.
And this, I've never had one of these before in my entire life either.
Fuck. What's it called? What's it called? What's it called?
You didn't read my birth of a candy bar, did you?
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. You have to put it up for your viewers to read. It's what inspired this whole taste test thing.
I don't know what this is.
Me either, but I put mountain because I feel like it has something to do with the mountain.
The description says milk chocolate with peanuts and raisins.
It's kind of minty.
That's what I was thinking too.
Are you ready?
Oh, wait. Fuck. It has something to do with the mountain.
It's like a banana.
It's a mountain.
It?
Unless you've got a chunky mountain, it's the chunky bar.
What the fuck, never even heard that before?
Yeah, no, I've never either. Except for the birth of a candy bar, because she gets chunky.
How did that even fit in there?
It comes in 4 little chunks. Those were little...
Weird.
See, they're all little...
It tasted weird.
You spit out?
Yeah. And I had no clue what it was.
That was pretty nasty.
At least we know Daisha's a spitter.
It was weird.
Spitters are quitters.
Okay, 19, you guys. We're almost through. This one, again, is another interesting one that I've never, ever saw. I'm going to put yours back behind the microphone. Okay, guys, 19. 31 grams of sugar. It rates 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 for your health hazard.
Again, tastes like a Snickers.
Description says on this one.
That's just a white chocolate Snickers.
It says caramel, peanut, and almond nougat covered with white fudge.
Artificial
colors and flavors. And it's GMOs.
I've never eaten a white candy bar.
Neither have I.
I don't even know what you're saying at this point.
Are you delirious on chocolate?
I don't know what this is.
Okay, this is a zero bar.
A zero?
Zero.
Zero.
Never even heard of it, but yes.
That was 19?
That white fudge. Yes, one more.
One more.
One more.
And I'm fucking getting this one, dude.
Are you? Okay. This is the last. Least favorite of all the candy bars you just ate. See if you get this, okay? The description on this is original, rich, creamy chocolate. So what is that? That it's so similar to another that? One.
It's so similar to what?
Weird Three Musketeer.
Right?
Like a...
Original, rich, creamy chocolate. So like, I guess the... What is the...
See, it's like Three Musketeer. I don't even know what it would.
Well,
did we do
take five?
If you don't know, and you don't know, maybe you know what kind of candy bar it is.
What?
It's a you know bar.
The fuck does that even mean, bro? Now you're just pulling candy bars out of your butt.
No, it's. They were on the story, and that's why I got them, and I...
Or did you have to, like, search far and wide, or are these fucking just sitting on the shelf?
Well, some of them I had to search far and wide, because, you know, you go to a candy bar, and sometimes, or this candy bar section, and they don't have everything. I mean, I think I had to go, like, maybe three places total, but most of them I got at Sherm's.
That was horrible.
You guys did good.
That was a lot.
Not sleeping tonight.
Now you can say you tried all the candy bars. All that junk that everyone eats all the time.
Yeah, I'm probably good for like 5 years off chocolate now.
Good job. I have to go back and see who did the best on it. Yay.
All right.
That must have took up your whole time, did it?
36 minutes.
36 minutes.
I'm sure it'll cut down to like 25 with that break.
Okay, so we want to read the candy bar story?
Yeah, read them the candy bar story.
Okay.
We're going to end it with the candy bar story.
And then you can put it up and then read it. Hold on, I got my eyes are still watering from all the tree pollen.
Hold the mic.
Okay. Birth of a candy bar. And it has the pictures of the candy bars on there too with it. Okay.
Yeah, they'll see it.
One payday, Mr. Goodbar wanted a bit of honey, so he took his Hershey's to downtown next to the corner of Main and Fifth Avenue. He began to fill her mounds with his Butterfinger that was pure almond joy. It made her Tootsie Roll, and he let out a Snickers, and she screamed, "Oh, Henry!" Which I could not find an old Henry bar.
Or Tootsie Roll.
I didn't want it. Anyways, okay, so we're going to... It made her Tootsie Roll, and he let out a snicker, and she screamed, "Oh, Henry, you are even better than the Three Musketeers." Soon she became chunky, and 9 months later, baby Ruth was born.
Thank you for watching, Bro and Throwin'. Hit that like, hit that subscribe. French fry taste test part 2 is coming next, so stay tuned. Peace out.
Peace out.